Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Colin O'Sullivan is here with all the good news that's been happening worldwide over the past week. How are you doing?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all, actually. You're starting with a science cure for us today.
Yeah, so some good news for those living with HIV around the world. So globally, around almost 40 million people live with HIV and around 10,000 people here in Ireland. But researchers in the Pete Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity in Melbourne were overwhelmed when they found this virus's ability to conceal itself inside kind of certain white blood cells could be kind of tricked and brought, and a cure could be found. So this, like, totally, like, the researchers were like, this was crazy, because this is something that they've been searching for maybe, like, when the 1980s, when the HIV virus was really rampant, they've been searching for a cure since. And they said, like, it's as good, close as good to a cure as what we are seeing or we've ever seen. So, like, from that point, they're very hopeful that this will move on from kind of just these tests and to the next stage.
So, yeah, overwhelmed, the researchers said.
Yeah, they said they were absolutely overwhelmed and it was, like, almost too good to be true. Because, like, for people living with HIV, obviously there are medications now that people will, like, live long and happy and healthy lives. But this research and this kind of new development just overwhelmed people.
Now, I would love to know who gets to decide this in our listeners' households.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two.
So, Andrea, a quarter of Irish parents let their children decide where they're going on holidays.
This is mad.
Like,
I mean, there was no consultation process in our house.
I think there was a bit of consultation for us now. Like, going back, I remember, you know, the budget travel. It was almost like Smith's catalogue for summer. You got to flick through all the different apartments and stuff like that and see Portugal, Spain, Turkey, all these places. Now, I wonder,
do many people still go into the travel agents to get the brochure?
Do you know what? I think they're more popular than you think.
Yeah.
Because people are kind of going back that way of letting other people kind of decide where they're going. But yes, research done by Multitrip shows that Irish parents are letting their kids decide. If you had to decide where you were going when you were younger, where would you have kind of...
Oh, Lapland. I mean, I still feel robbed. We didn't get to Lapland. I was actually slagging my mother about this recently. Just obviously joking.
I think like Orlando or Paris or Disneyland. I think that's
Euro
where,
Disney.
Yeah,
Paris,
Euro
yeah.
Disney is
robbed
one.
We work at.
Oh, absolutely. Robbed. Well, 55% of people are now using the likes of social media for their holiday destinations. So maybe that's the thing. Like, kids are seeing places, like teenagers are seeing places online. I kind of just Lanzarote every other year.
Yeah, I remember when Catherine Thomas used to present, wasn't it No Frontiers?
No Frontiers, yeah. Oh yeah.
And that used to, you know, we were watching that obviously at dinner time with your parents years ago. And I remember one time she went, I think it was to Colorado, and like the most amazing trip. I remember just thinking, this looks, you know, is this what everybody else's summer holiday must look like?
Well, that's it. 43% of people are inspired by TV shows. So you think to the likes of A Place in the Sun and all them places. But like, I think Irish people are creatures of habit and they'll go back and go back and go back to the same
You're
place.
You're a big Lanzarote man, aren't you?
Oh yeah. And I'm going to Croatia this year. So we'll see how that turns out.
I'm really interested to know how people feel about this.
Yes, Ed Sheeran there with Cobble Girl, and he was speaking on Louis Theroux's podcast this week, and surprisingly he was kind of talking about his heritage and different things like that and how he identifies, and he actually says he classes his culture as Irish. So Ed's father was born in Belfast and his mother's from down in Wexford as far as I know, so both of them then moved down south and then across to England where he was born in Suffolk. But Ed said, despite being raised in Britain, he said he's proud of his Irish culture.
So we'd spend all of our holidays in Ireland. My first musical experiences were in Ireland. I grew up with trad music in the house. So I do, like, I identify culturally as Irish, but I was obviously born and raised in Britain.
He's very proud of that Irish heritage.
I'd consider him a little bit Irish.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's one that we'll allow. Do you know the way Irish celebs are always kind of taking all fuss and they say, Niall Horan, British Niall Horan, or Saoirse Rowan.
I think we'd adopt Ed.
Yeah, we'll adopt Ed and we'll maybe Matt Damon for his donkey residency there during the pandemic.
The list goes on and on. If you're going to this...
Yes, Fatboy Slim at Glastonbury this weekend, and obviously come to Electric Picnic.
Oh, it's Glastonbury this weekend. No, next weekend.
Next weekend,
it?
Is it? Yeah.
I'm not going this year. I went last year.
Poor you.
I know. I don't even know how it happened. I think it just bypassed me by the time the tickets
Came. Like that. People now who are in their over 50s are living louder and embracing more high tempo hobbies than ever. So the likes of festivals, travel and raves are all in. So 73% of people say they're more active than they are ever before. This is of over 50s now. And they over 54% of these people say they still enjoy going out and partying at the likes of raves or festivals. And it's not all about meeting kind of a companion or meeting, enjoying a relationship. It's about meeting people who you can just spend time with.
So festivals is the new Hinge?
Well, not so much the new Hinge, but it's the, like, I suppose for single people in their over 50s who are looking for friendship or even just pals to hang around with, it's festivals, it's kind of raves, things like that. Like things like yoga, hiking, running, cycling are all down in the lower half of the categories, down at kind of 19 and 13%. But festivals, 43%, live gigs and concerts. And I think you do see it now more and more, like people who are over 50, who probably have their kids reared and maybe were divorced and are now single or something like that. You see them more going out and enjoying themselves. And it's about, I think, being happy and doing what makes you happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's so many amazing festivals in Ireland.
Yeah.
They're catering for all age groups as well.
You look to the likes of Kaleidoscope and things like that, and there's ones down in Limerick and stuff like that. They're all doing really good things. And it's just really nice to see people doing what they love.
Now, what about the Irish star in this?
Yeah, so Harry Potter, HBO have obviously announced this big series that they're bringing to kind of our screens next year. But a young Candy Leitrim actor has been cast as Seamus Finnegan. So I don't know if you, I know you probably are aware of the Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
But Seamus Finnegan is the Irish character in it, the dub, the kind of the messer, the lad who blows things up in class. And Leo Early, so some of you may actually remember him from the toy show last year.
Never took off his hat, except if he was going to bed or into mass. And my mother said, sure, he slept in the two places. At that time, every man covered their head. There was respect for the brain then.
Yeah, Leo Early there. And he was like, he's a shanky, really, like a storyteller. And that's what he loves doing. And he stole people's hearts last year because he was genuinely good at what he did.
The star in the new revived,
like HBO, like Game of Thrones
cat, this is
like
amazing, isn't
company.
It?
Yeah, so it's crazy for him. Like, and you think to the likes of like Patrick Hogan, Paul Mescal getting their starts really young, and he's 7. So, like, he is starting very young, but it's great news.
Well, congratulations. Fair play to him. Cathal O'Sullivan, as always. Cathal, thanks a million for bringing a little smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.